It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet Head Football Coach Shane Page. Copan Wesleyan Christian falling in their second district game of the season at home to Yale, 38-12. Closer ball game than last week's. Coach, if you could just kind of recap that one in your words.
It took us a while to get going, and we kind of made some mistakes early. I mean, I think they jumped out to a 30-0 lead in the first quarter, but then we kind of chipped back, and we ended up playing the whole game, and they only scored 8 more points in the next 3 quarters, and then we were able to get a few touchdowns after half. So, I mean, our kids showed some resilience against a really good ball club, and we knew going into this our first 2 games were probably our toughest district games of the year. So, you know, we kind of weathered that storm, and we'll get some kids back, and looking forward to this week's matchup, even though it's a short work week.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me right into my next question. Kind of nice that at least you end on a high note, especially with the schedule you have going forward, because that's a little bit more advantageous for you all, and obviously you still have a very good chance to make the playoffs if you can get things straightened out in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Right. I mean, our goals are still ahead of us. You know, we know that we need to win 2 to get in the playoffs, and that's what we've been preaching to the kids, because both of these squads were looking at not even having a season, and of course we didn't even play last year, so being on the field for us is just huge. We've already won 2 games, so we're kind of trying to stay looking at the positives. And we know Davenport's a great team. They do a great job. The Yale's a great team, have a lot of kids. They do a great job. I mean, it's just, you know, you're going to have those teams in the district that have just been doing this for a long time, and they have that mentality of just, you know, traditional winning. And that's what we're trying to work towards, obviously.
You talked about getting some kids back. Kind of where do you stand on the status of some injuries and other stuff next week or so?
We're going to get 2 kids back that I know for sure this week. And then I think by senior night we're possibly going to have almost the full team back. So we're starting to get healthy at the right time of year. It's starting to look pretty, you know, blessing at this point.
I know it's early this week, but what do you know about DePue?
They're going to be a good ball club. I mean, I know that their record doesn't indicate that right now, that, you know, they've lost some games, but I do know that they took on some pretty tough competition. You know, they're kind of a team that's been really good over the last few years. And, you know, I know that they've lost some kids here and there, but they're always going to be a pretty good ball club. I mean, they're going to be well coached, and they're going to be disciplined, and they're going to do things right.
Copan head football coach Shane Pades, once again, the Hornets and Mustangs losing this past week at home to Yale, 38-12. They've got DePue on the road on Thursday, and then they're going to have a senior night against Prue the following Friday. They end up the year at Olive, and once again, 0-2 to begin district play, but still have 3 games remaining in that 6-team district. Coach Page, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this weekend.
All right, thank you.